Yes, most definitely. Especially, you know, DQ been there, coming from there. He's our head coach, and just feel like we playing ourselves. You know, we know they're going to fly around. They're going to have great speed, great intensity, things like that, and we're going to have the same thing. You know, it's just about who makes the fewer mistakes in this game.
Are you going to miss competing against Sherman? I know he's mentioned that he's, you know, he was looking forward to going up against you as always.
But. Yeah, it's always fun. You know, we always have a good time because we go out there and battle each and every play. Sherman's a guy, he's going to, you know, try to stay on me the whole game. You know, a lot of times guys start playing me and then they get off and this and that and have help. And, you know, Sherman's not one of those guys. You know, he comes out and compete, you know, every play and just man up.
In terms of the home field advantage out there, I mean, you've been to most stadiums, I guess, throughout the league. Would you say that one is different? I mean, we all hear about the home field advantage.
How yeah, is it? It's very different. The 12 man they have out there, the fans, they're very loud. But you know, for me, it doesn't have an impact on me. But it's my job to help others around me, to you know, help them make sure it doesn't affect their game as well when we go in there, because it can be, you know, effective. Because it is that loud there. So
I know they have the number one in the league in terms of turnover ratio. You think that's a big part of it, and considering that, how big and crucial is communication going to be for you all?
Yes, most definitely. You know, and like I said, it's one of those things, keeping 11 guys off the same page at the same time due to the crowd noise. You know, offensively, if you get off the ball later than normal, obviously, you're gonna it's levels at the offensive line. Then you're in trouble already with the quarterback with the ball, and you know, defensive ends and whatever they got going on, being able to penetrate, get pressure up the field, and it can create a lot of turnovers like that, and also putting a lot of pressure and stress on the quarterback to make him get the ball out of his hands quick.
Julio, the George Jones coming down Monday. What's your favorite memory from playing him?
2008 would be Clemson. Roll Tide.
So it's a Bama memory, not a Falcons.
Yeah, Bama. Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of stories. That was just my first time playing in it. So why not, you know, be your best moment and greatest moment is my first time playing in the Dome, and I got a W.
Cooler, is it important to kind of build off that win against Dallas and kind of you're going on the road, but just to kind of get something, get a little bit of something going here?
For us, most definitely, every win is a good win for us. And things like that, to build off of it. Yeah, we can build off of it because we did a lot of great things in that game, but we got to continue to keep building, you know. And don't take anything for granted. Like, we had success last week. We got to continue to keep building on those things to get better.
You mentioned first memory. Do you have a first Monday night memory? Do you recall?
No, I can't recall Monday nights.
Because I know you said you weren't that big of an NFL watcher as a kid.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. So I don't know. I can't remember Monday night.
Sorry, somebody already asked you this, but you were on that Forbes list for 30 for 30 for businessmen and, mm-hmm. and stuff. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we already talked about that, and so we're not gonna. I'm sorry, we're not gonna go back. No, just kidding. yes, I mean, you know, it's great. Just to have that mindset mentality outside of football. It's a great platform to come here and play with your brothers and things like that. But it's always life after football. You just got to, you know, set yourself up, not just for you, but your family. So,
how about the Sports Illustrated cover? How do you feel about that?
It was good. I had a great time doing it, you know. It was good. We had fun. It's quick and easy. So, I haven't had an issue yet. I haven't looked at it. So, I have to look at it and see what they said about me and how it looks. So,
Tevin had to take the lion's share of the carries this past week. How do you feel that affects the offense going forward, if that's the case?
No, not at all. It doesn't affect the offense at all by, you know, any means. Tevin is a great back. He's a one, Freeze a one. You know, Ward going to come up and play just as good for us. You know, he's in shape. Ward's been playing a lot of special teams for us. Got great win, been running down on kickoff and things like that, punt. So the win is there. You know, he has a great win, and he'll get in and do his job. He did a great job coming in for us last week.